Set. First of all, I want to thank all the department heads and the commissioners for cutting their workday short, dedicating this time to the town. The second budget meeting is hereby open. And I would, first of all, request a motion to excuse Commissioner John Ellen, who is out of the country.
Make the motion we excuse John Ellen.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Mr. Ellen is excused. Therefore, his vote will not be a yes. Okay. Presentation of revised draft of the full year 18-19 budget. Arlen?
Okay, what I thought I would do is, this is where we started last time, and it's just some of the initial assumptions. I won't take a lot of time to go through it, but initially it was no change to the tax rate, no contingency, no transfer to beach protection, that longevity pay would be reinstated for employees hired after June 2015, and a 2% cost of living adjustment and 2% merit pool, increase pool. So what changed after the last meeting? It's if you the items in the green decided a tax increase of 4.5 cents.
Could we go back one, please,
sure.
Arlen? This indicated that there were shortages of, and we should probably repeat that.
What right, and I'm going to get.
Are you going to get to that?
Yeah, that's okay. What I'll do is kind of reconcile. Start with the shortage we were at last time and.
Okay.
What all the changes were. So, but I thought I would just kind of summarize up front, you know, what was agreed upon. And there's a couple things here that we maybe said we'd like to do or that council kind of said. And I have some new information that we may want to relook at, in particular, the water and sewer residential usage over 10,000. I have some additional information that maybe we want to revisit that and revise that. So it was to increase the tax rate by 4.5 cents, the increased garbage collection. It sounds like a lot when we say 16.7%, but it was a dollar a month on a residential increase the recycle fee. And I'll run through the details of all these a little bit later. There's a small now contingency based on the actions that were taken and a small transfer to the beach protection fund. So this is where we were last time. This is where we started last time, and it showed the significant shortage in the general fund and also a fairly sizable shortage in the water and sewer fund. So it's a little hard to see this, I think, but so I apologize for that. But it's really starting with that shortage up at the top that we had. This is the general fund. So we were short $415,830. So there are a number of actions that were discussed during the last meeting. So a couple of those, the first section relates to expenditures. So you see there's actually some increases that occurred as a result of the last meeting and things that happened after the last meeting. The council budget went up by $500, and that was just balancing out the contributions to outside agencies.
Okay.
So we added, I think, the senior center. And reduced historic society or something back to the same level as the prior year. So the net effect of all that was it went up by $500. Since the last meeting, it's kind of come to light that the project at E&I Avenue Beach Access, the paving, looks like it's not going to happen until next fiscal year. So this budget year. So this is shifting those expenses, and then down later in the revenue, that's actually increasing revenue, but not a dollar for dollar. You know,
we didn't have that much set aside.
Well, the grants for I think 75%. So that's been now added here because we did proposed a tax rate increase. The tax collection fees to New Hanover County go up, so that increase there, and then the amounts that were left over, I kind of. Almost split 50-50, but not exactly, but for the transfer to beach protection fund and then the amount to put into the general fund contingency. So that's that first section on expenditure increases. The next section, the decreases related to, I guess, each department head, council had asked that they do 1% reduction of controllable expenses. So sat down with everybody and figured out what their controllable expenses were, and I think some of the guidance was that exclude personnel costs. And then we looked at other things that are kind of like fixed amounts or, you know, contracts to work down to a number. So those decreases by department are kind of fulfill that 1% of controllable expenses.
Okay.
So everybody contributed their share. It's not a significant amount. When you look, the decreases are really only a little over $11,500.
Yeah.
But again, it was that 1% of controllable expenses. I don't know if you have any questions. I tried to list out what account was reduced. Some of them say various. I could tell you what they were. There's just more than necessary. You know, I couldn't list them all out here. So
if you help them, then I'm fine with that. You didn't see more?
Well, that's a hard question or whatever to say, but I helped come up with the controllable amount.
Right.
And I did it consistently across all the departments on what kinds of things were excluded and what was
okay.
included. So
that's good, because David had volunteered that he would help them go through their budget if they couldn't find it.
Okay. That's voluntold, but yes, sir.
The next section with revenue, well, the first thing is the increases. So if the tax rate is raised by 4.5 cents, that's going to add approximately, even though it shows a negative amount, it's just to make my numbers work right here, but it raises taxes by about 400,000, or revenue by about 400,000. The increase in the garbage collection fee adds about 5,000 on the commercials accounts and 31,000 on residential. And then recycle was a small increase just to bring it in line with being the offset with what we actually get charged by waste management. That would add about $3,400. And then the last item is the CAMA grant for E&I beach access paving, and that's where it's about 75% of the project cost.
Okay.
So that's where that number comes from. So bottom line down there is that right now this is balanced. So there's no overage or shortage based on those assumptions that I talked about.
Okay.
With the different increases.
Okay, and now we're going to go through the details? Or
well,
what do you want to do next?
I'll kind of let anybody ask any questions, because there's
okay.
the details, there's not, we kind of covered those last time. I mean, we can go back through and each department can give a quick summary again if you'd like that.
No, I was more or less talking about we should probably look at each of those areas one more time, like the council contribution. I know David didn't have an opportunity to be here, but we took...
No, I went through all the spreadsheets.
Oh, did you go through the spreadsheets?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, if you guys are comfortable, if I have questions, I'll ask. I'll look through everything you guys were presented.
Yeah, I mean, that council contribution...
I did not listen to it all like I was going to, but I did look through all the presentations.
The council contributions, in the end, ends up to be the exact same as last year. Even though that shows a $500 increase, that's
right.
Because last year, or last meeting, there was one that hadn't submitted an application.
Right.
No. But I've added them in. So.
Yeah. Senior center.
Right. So you're at the exact same number that you were the prior year.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure.
We here went through all that detail. So, I mean, I understand where we are. I guess the question is about... our conservation measures, which have decreased the revenue in the...
That is where we'll have to spend a little more time is
okay.
talking about some of those things, I guess.
But this is just general
point,
fund then?
Yeah, right now it's just general fund. Whether there's any comments, questions, concerns, want to just talk a little bit more about tax increase and if you think 4.5 cents is where you want to be. Versus slightly more than that.
We committed to the community a number when we decided we were going to build that structure.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the number.
Well, you kind of said around 15%, which this is, you know, just a little bit more than 15%. but it was also when the project was also thought to be a different number than what it ended up to be, too. So I'll put some other information up there that's just food, okay. Food for thought, that's all. And
so know, what is the 15? 4-3?
I'm sorry, what?
What would the 15% be?
Point yeah, zero. It was like 4.2.
4.25.
Yeah, something like, yeah, and that, approximately that. Yeah, 4.275 is exactly 15%.
4.275, almost 4.3. And the difference between NAV and the 4.5 is?
Well, here, let me, I'm going to skip ahead, and I'll come back to these things, but delay and whoops. Okay, so last meeting we said, you know, we definitely have to do some type of increase, and that's where I put it was decided to do 4.5 cents. That was about 15.8%. The revenue is around somewhere between $397,000 and $400,000 additional revenue. So I just show this. That's the 4.5 cent column is what was discussed last time. I just throw out there for us just some thought is 4.75 cents and 5 cents. And I'll just try to summarize what I'm talking about there. So it's they're the different. That's the actual percentage increase. How much additional revenue? Then I just wanted to show if the actual impact on the house home at $400,000, what you're talking about between, you know, whether it be a 4.5 cent or a 5 cent tax increase. And at the bottom line, I said, okay, whatever is left over, this is what we would have as to use for contingency and or transfer to the Beach Protection Fund. So I'm just showing what those amounts would be on that bottom line. I'm not saying you should definitely increase it by 5 cents or 4.75. I'm just giving some additional information.
That's 15
for food for thought.
$15 a month on a $400,000 house.
Yes.
So anything less than a $400,000 house would be less than 15 a month for the new fire station. Well, that is close. That is incredibly close, within 0.2% of what we committed to the people. Everybody feels comfortable with that.
I do. Yeah. I mean, so Arlen, I appreciate you always recommend we need more. But if you look at where we are, the general fund is well above what we said was our target, right? Mm-hmm. So adding more to it doesn't make sense, I don't think. At least my position would be, I think it's fiscally responsible to have a budget that closes and not take it out of general fund. They are all presented. So appreciate the input, but my view to you guys is we're not going to go any more than we need to close the budget this year. I don't think there's a reason to do that.
And just one other thought with that. And I know there's different theories or whatever about, you know, it also includes a increase to garbage collection, which is in the general fund. You know, there's different options there or whatever, like don't increase it, increase this more,
right.
Or vice versa, or combination thereof. I mean, so it's...
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, at one time we didn't charge any garbage fee, and we did everything on your property taxes so you could take it off your taxes. Next year that all goes away, or it starts to go away, right? So the new tax plan that had just passed, everyone's going to not be doing property taxes because it's going to phase out, right? So we lose that, and what we gain by having pay for fee is people are aware of the fact that it's a cost, right? And so the people that get two cans pay the difference versus on their property fee, get 9 cans and Public Works would have to deal with it, right? The other thing is that they do recycling properly, because if we put it on a property tax rate, this is my opinion, but I think people operate based on what they pay for. There might be some people that try to get out of recycling, which they really can't, but they might try to do that and just put even more in the trash cans because I can have five. and that's fine. Right. So I think having a fee structure is the right way to do that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just my opinion to council, right? After looking at the issues a lot.
Yeah, I agree with you on a fee, on a user arrangement,
right? Exactly. Right?
I don't think the people in town who are living here and running a household should be paying for the usage of people who are charging and earning a living,
right?
With mini motels. So there should be a fee structure that recognizes that.
And that's what we talked about last time, right. And I think Alan made, trying to get this more in line with what does it really cost to provide garbage service. And and we'll have, it's still, right now it's $7, it would go up to $7 a can. It's still, that's not covering the cost of garbage service.
Well, so. I mean, we need to Roger up to that, right?
Right?
I mean, over time, I'm with Alan, but I think it's hard to pull that out, right?
Right.
I think we should be able to, right? So
two guys for
2 days on the whole town and then whatever, and then how many cans are
right.
Right.
I mean, we can come up with some, we can work up some estimates and like what that number would really be. But for now, this is what was discussed last time.
And just for comparison, I know I should have looked this up, but I didn't. Do we know what Carolina Beach is paying? So I think we were fed good last year, but I'm assuming they didn't go down.
Yeah, I didn't look this year, but last year they were at $18.90 a month. And we're at six.
And it just went up, didn't it?
Yeah, that's why I said this is last year, and that includes weekly pickup, and that's also their recycle is included in there.
So
the recycle's every 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yes.
They just changed it. Yeah, it said biweekly recycle.
So
even if we include our recycle with what we're charging now, we would be at $10.88.
Right.
Versus their 16.
Well, they're almost 19, and now they've gone up.
Well, and the other thing is we're doing it internally versus contracting out. I know in town there's been big debates historically over that. Some people say, well, you'll get better service. From our standpoint, at least my standpoint, and I'll let Jimmy say for Public Works as a leader in Public Works, there's a lot of value to having our guys going around looking at stuff because they see other things that Public Works didn't hear about. Yeah, there's a leak here, there's a sinkhole here, there's something. So the virtue of that. And then the other thing is a number of citizens over time have told me, we like the fact that it's our employees coming through versus the crew's different every time.
Right.
And now different people are scoping out our houses when they're riding around on the back of the truck as opposed to Curie Beach Town employees riding around the truck. So,
well, I've lived here 3 years, almost four. My garbage has never not been picked up.
Mm-hmm.
I know my recycling several times. They just didn't
right.
come, or they sent the wrong man, and he didn't get to our route. It was a day later or something. So our guys are very dependable.
Right.
So Nancy's looking at me.
Yeah, that's the first I've heard.
Oh, really? Yeah, they've been several times.
The recycling is during the summer. The truck fills up too fast. Mm-hmm. Rather than come back in the day, people have put plastic bags in the recycling carts, and then we'll not take it.
Right.
But I'm much rather, since I think if we were starting from a clean slate, and we'd have to weigh the options. But since we're picking up our own garbage, I think that's our best way to go.
Well, the issue is, picked up by another vendor, it would make sense for the companies doing Carolina Beach to do ours, and they're more expensive.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so even if, because we're small enough, we found it on other contracts, that no company's going to give us a great bid just doing us, but doing us in Carolina Beach may make sense. But if they're already charging them more, they're not going to give us a deal, right? Because all the Carolina Beach would freak out, I would hope.
And another reference, Wrightsville Beach is $22.50
right.
a month. And I think they do their own.
I'm not sure.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure they do their own.
Yeah.
But okay. Still, I mean, it's more than three times what we're charging. So.
And our current recycling vendor would do garbage.
Yeah.
I came down here from a PUD, 274 units. And the physical streets were managed by the city.
but we chose, due largely to the population age, to hand pick up containers behind the units. That's in my townhomes. It was $58,000 a year.
Yes.
Trash is one of the most absurd expenses there is. As a homeowner, I'll agree with Alan. I've been here for 37 years. It's been one of the best services that we've ever had.
Yeah.
Good.
It was good to hear. Right. Yes. Good job.
We can maintain our trucks. Okay? We can do it internally here.
That's right.
You can't beat that. The
right.
cost
that's,
of operation.
That's what I think, too. Cool. Thank you. But I also agree with your proposed increase, because I think people, longer term, we need to figure out how to do less trash, but I don't know how to do that. I mean, I think as a society, not Cure Beach, as the universe, we need to figure that out. I mean, I was listening to the, I can't remember which landfill it is, but it has 16% of North Carolina's trash going to it. It's some inland county, and they were freaking out about it.
It might be my home.
Yeah, New York City's got this barge that's still floating around that no one will take now. So, I mean, it just becomes worse and worse.
Greensboro ships their trash almost an hour and a half south into Montgomery County.
Right, yeah.
Now,
one question I would have, how much irregular trash do we pick up?
What do you mean irregular?
Ball Thursdays. Charged by containment, that type thing. How much of that is a percentage of our total truck? And are we charging enough?
Well, we just raised those rates last year by 50%.
Yeah.
So
since we used mechanical means to pick it up, we think we're okay on coverage for the cost.
Because the disposal gets to be tremendous on that.
I don't think we're making money, but I think we're close to covering our costs on those.
Yeah,
we looked at that fairly closely last year.
Right.
Now, there is a question on the table from Arlen that says, do you want to go with the tax rate? Or given that you now understand that you're only one-third the cost of other people's garbage, and this is a general fund item, do you want to do something with garbage and or the tax rate? I think that was your question.
Well, I mean, there's multiple, whether we take what we discussed last meeting, which is what I had, you know, up here, the 4.5 cents and what's in the blue, or you do some other combination of things, whether that be additional garbage increase beyond the dollar a month, or, you know, it's just, I'm just throwing out there, make sure we're clear or where we want to go.
I think the issue is, we got to explain it either way. I would say, in town, we have a number of people on different types of budgets, right?
Yeah.
And so if they're on a budget where they're paying for a house and they've got their taxes pulled out already and the bank managed that one time, I think, and I'm one of those people, right? So I would much rather it be the way it is and not shift any more over to it right now, because that one I don't really pay attention to, but the monthly bills are the monthly bills, right? And I'll say, you know, I have two cans, so I'm paying more already, which is fair. I believe we should pay it, right? So, and I'm probably the highest water user in the room, unless one of you guys have started watering your yards. Oh, yeah, Craig, your yard's pretty small.
Yeah, but
all I got to do is have a bunch of college kids come down, and they can run through some water, baby.
Well, I'm with you on that space for a different reason. $15 per household at $400,000 is at $400,000, and it actually goes up depending on your degree of wealth.
Correct.
This would hit everybody the same.
Right.
And that is not, I don't necessarily feel very good about that, right? The lower income
that's
folks.
That's exactly right. That's a better way to look at it.
And this is a graduated scale, so I would go with the
So the
tax.
Fixed income older people whose houses are a little lower
They're
going to
pay this. The cheapest house is going to pay the same thing for garbage that the most expensive house.
That's right. And so I agree with you. Leave the property tax value, taking the more of it. Yeah, I think I agree with that too. That's a better way to look at it.
Any other points?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I worked for the city of High Point, our council made a big issue out of having the garbage pay for itself. And they actually showed a process of reducing the tax rate, but what it come down to, what it come down to, is the people sitting over there in a $2 million house
One, yeah.
Yeah, because their property taxes come down a lot more than that person over there that was living in a $50,000 house.
Yeah, is that correct? House.
So,
is that correct?
So I always had, theoretically, had a problem with that. I'd much rather be it.
So we're operating just the opposite.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So I, not that I took you away off beam, I guess our
I just want to make sure, I'm not saying one way is better than the other. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that, okay, this is how we want to go.
You're great at ideas, and you get us talking, and that's what counts. That's your role.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, it should be that way.
Neutral, Switzerland.
So we're good at the $7, or we're not good at the $7?
I am.
I'm okay at it.
I am.
It's a dollar increase.
So what's on the left side of the spreadsheet, that increase, so and I just applied that across the board. It came to 16.67%, so then also applied that to commercial.
Yeah, what do we do to the businesses? We took that up.
$4. They're just going to go up per container $4.38 a month, so it'll be $30.63, but they also have pickup, what is it, Jimmy, five?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's still only a dollar a pickup.
Right.
Right. It's the same, basically.
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
Questions?
No.
And that does, I mean, what's available then, if there's no other changes to expenses or any other revenue changes, that it only left about $9,800 of contingency, and we've averaged using about $40,000 a year in contingency. So that'll leave $9,800, and same with transfer of beach protection. We've done anywhere from like $150,000, or maybe it wasn't that much.
We've averaged $40,000
of contingency usage. Yeah,
I thought it was less than that a couple of years. So it's spiky, right?
Yeah, it's spiky, but the average was like 41.
Just a quick question for me, I'd like a knowledge. Our Cayman paving, are we pulling any of that out of our pocket? It showed grant on there. Is that money granted to us?
On that 75%. Paving, the grant is 75% of the cost,
okay, so
and we're paying 25%.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, so let me just back up then. Sorry. Where we were. Okay. A little bit of delay here. All right. So, based on all the things we talked about, the reductions in I shouldn't say reductions, we actually increased expenditures with those couple things, but the changes in expenditures, so we will be balanced at this point. As long as, again, there's no other additions, deletions, anything from the general fund. Mm-hmm. Okay.
When do we adopt the budget? In July?
At the June council meeting.
At the June council meeting.
But it'll be presented at the next council meeting.
At the May council meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there'll be a public hearing after that.
Yeah. I believe before the public hearing then, let's see, you're going to get a letter out. We'll have to look at the letter schedule. I ought to send a letter out about this before the, it should come from me before the hearing. So.
Man.
So,
May John do it.
It should come from me. It's my responsibility. Yes, so I'll send a letter out to explain to people what we did, what we thought.
Well, that's good.
I probably won't have anything on the land use plan until end of June anyway, so if you want that.
Yeah, so we'll do it that way. I'll jump in and just do another turn.
So then, if there's no other questions with general fund or changes, did the same idea with the water and sewer fund, which is at the last meeting we had a shortage of $113,345. So then it's what the changes have been. I reduced the amount for the Carolina Beach treatment charges based on what they sent out. We haven't had the sewer authority meeting yet, and I did a conservative reduction. It might be a little bit more than $25,000, could be more like $50,000, but I wanted to, it's still a question.
Have they said anything about that damaged pipe in the river yet, what that's going to cost?
It's in there.
They may have already done it. Did they already fix it?
Yeah.
I think they already...
They fixed most of it, but I think there's a little bit in the next year's budget.
Okay.
You got the packet, right?
I might not have.
It came in the email.
Yeah, it was an attachment.
And that's not... It's not this Monday, next Monday, the 30th.
The 30th, yeah. That is next Monday. This Monday. Next Monday.
Okay, whatever. Sorry.
The other changes then, too, with decreases in expenditures. After discussion, the whole water meter replacement project would pull it out of the operating budget and we'll make it a separate capital project budget. It'll be its own fund and we'll just treat it that way. I know Jimmy had some additional information on what the costs may be and he went through that last time. So we'll set that up as a whole separate process.
Thanks, Council, for supporting that. Moving that up is the right thing to do. And Nancy should like it too, right? Arlen's
department.
Someone should like it.
Well, David, you missed out on this, but the timing of this couldn't be better because Arlen's going to look at some type of software, so we've got to get
that. Yeah.
But we're going to, we'll do it in phase. We'll let them do the water meters first.
The software with the new stuff? Right. Exactly right. Yeah. No, that's smart.
Then the changes in revenue. We a new fee. It's a account setup fee, so when a new customer comes in, change an account or whatever, kind of a standard thing that most towns do, we were not doing. So it's $50 new account setup fee. It kind of helped to offset the costs of people in the finance area and public works that are out having to read a meter when there's a change in ownership. So we average about 10 new accounts per month at $50. So that's the $6,000.
Yeah, I was trying to do the math. Okay. And, 120. Yeah.
And we actually made that fee effective the same day as the last meeting.
Okay.
So we've already started charging that in this current fiscal year. So we've already had two already since that last meeting.
And that doesn't affect anybody who already lives here and has an account. So
correct.
That's new.
Right.
Yeah. New residents.
Then the other change that was agreed to last time was a additional rate tier on residential water usage, and it was when it exceeded 10,000 gallons, it would the next tier would be 25% higher than the tier before. I'm going to give you some additional information. I've done something. We've kind of reworked our system a little bit, found out how to change the levels. So I'm going to come back with something else in just a minute and say, like, well, maybe we want to reconsider this and do something else instead. But,
okay.
But even with all those things, and then because the decrease in revenue was actually taking out, if we're not doing the water meter replacement project as part of this budget, I had to take out the loan. So at the end of the day, we're still short in this fund.
So I appreciate Council moving in this direction. I'm glad I'm here so we can re-engage on it. So, because after we look at the data, I want to discuss that one. I want to discourage high usage even more. And I hope it's in there. I want us to look at the water. I guess it's sort of in this rate, but the water rate for just a water meter. So for the accounts that are burning up the water.
Yeah, I mean it's. So we could set up a.
Second tiers, that's right. Because I'm worried we're going to have some more people jump to that water meter thing, and they're not going to fix what I believe is the problem that I'm trying to get Council to address through this is high water usage. After the Gen X thing and after everything else, looking at saltwater intrusion, we should discourage people from wasting water. And my personal opinion is the only way to discourage people from anything is make them pay. That's just human nature, so.
Mm-hmm. But on the adverse side, the less water we use, the less revenue we bring.
That's fine. Okay.
So we figured out.
I don't think we're going to discourage people enough to impact that, right?
So, well, right. For this year, we're down about, actually, usage is down about 5%. So because of that, it's translating into...
Awesome. But yeah, we had a lot of rain last year.
Not generally where we would like it to go down.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you share it. Yeah. So I looked at it, but 5%, that's awesome.
It is.
I think it's because it's a rainy year last year. Actually,
that was
if you look at the rain levels, we were well above average.
The last 2 years, probably.
Right. Yeah, exactly right.
If you want to use it, you pay for a new meter. You set your water usage up on that meter for you.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, they pay for the meter, they pay the excess rate for the aeration, if that's what they choose to do.
Mm-hmm. That's what we have, so.
Yeah.
Right.
We were actually going to add another tier in there because there's a couple really, really big users.
So after those, what was talked about last time, that's where we are with the water and sewer fund. Right. Still in a
shortage position. And this fund is an enterprise fund, has to balance, right?
Well, it has to balance, but it's more than just balancing. This one has to be self-sustaining.
Right.
So it's covering your operating costs and
future
depreciation and future needs or whatever.
The question is, you approach depreciation in whatever the finance rules are. I don't know what they're called these days. What are they called now? What do you follow for your depreciation schedules for everything?
We just use straight line depreciation
for everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we don't need to do anything special for any kind of tax purposes, so it's easier just to do straight line. So.
Okay.
It really doesn't bias anything to do anything other
than that. Well, I was just saying that this whole thing about depreciation is some of the schedules we've demonstrated that some of our equipment is well beyond the schedule that you put in.
Right.
And so
you
could balance it by saying, wait a minute, this schedule's too short. I'm not saying that's the right way to do things. And I don't know if we would get in trouble doing that, but from a perspective case, this negative $26,000 is driven probably all of it is more. That's a lot more than the actual depreciation that you're claiming, right, in your plan.
Yeah, well, the thing is, this budget does not include, let me back up, it doesn't include depreciation at all, because this is like a cash-based budget.
Okay, even though
we have to keep accounting records for this fund on like an accrual basis, so it gets real confusing, but for North Carolina state statute.
So this doesn't have that in. Okay,
it doesn't have it in, but what I look at is I want to have like a excess, or what I try to do is have a overage of the approximate amount of depreciation, because in my mind then that's helping to add to a capital reserve fund. So that's the way I try
to
approach
it. But is that
in
there or no?
No.
Okay.
That's why we are short. There's no amount in here for any type of reserve.
Okay,
and
okay.
In addition to, we're not covering the operating costs.
Okay. Thank you.
So I'll go back. This just kind of shows where we are after the changes. I mean, it was just a summary of all the funds. All the other funds are in good shape, all the smaller funds. They're all balanced. PAL bill fund, for David, PAL bill includes an appropriation of fund balance for the street paving that was discussed at the retreat. Stormwater fund is balanced this year. No significant projects occurring there, so I won't stop on any of this unless anybody has any questions, but it just again shows us in comparison to the current year's budget for the different funds. And this just went by department. We kind of went through all this last time, unless anybody had again any particular questions about the department. Same thing for water and sewer by department and stormwater. And then revenue, again, if there's anything anybody has any questions, we kind of went through this last time also, but now reflects the changes that we talked about, the tax increase and the garbage and recycle increase. same thing with water and sewer. I'll just stop on this one for a minute. You see that with water, taking into account the that additional rate tier that we talked about last time, we still have a decrease, or I'm estimating, in sewer, even with making that additional rate tier.
But that's with a conservative estimate of the change for Carolina Beach, right?
Right.
How far off were you from what they proposed?
Well, they were saying it could be 80,000. What concerns me with that is they could say it's 80,000 for this year, but then when they reconcile next year, then all of a sudden we owe them, just like they owe us 40-some thousand this year, we could owe them the same amount or more next year. So it's...
No, I understand. Yeah, so is the 40,000 in here either?
No, it is not in here.
Okay. So that closes your issue, but okay.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying change the rate, so I'm okay with your estimate because I agree with you, but you can't not change the rate and then just blow off the 40,000 too, right?
Well, I reduced it by 25. I'm saying that our expenses are going to be 25 less.
Okay.
It's just, you know, what's the right number? Is it 25? Yeah, yeah. Is it 50? No, is it, you know, I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I understand there's not a right answer. Right. I'm okay. I just want to understand what you put in. Okay.
Okay. So, and stormwater, there was no in that revenue. So let me just move on to these things. We kind of covered these already. This was the recycle fee increase, again, just to kind of cover the cost of residential service. I had thrown that other thing at the bottom half, which is if we wanted to spread the cost of the 26 beach cans or whatever we want to call them across all resident accounts, that would then be an increase of about 55 cents a month.
So I think this this goes back to the conversation you guys had. Do we put on property taxes and let the rich people pay a little more, or do we spread it across everybody, right?
Right.
And like in the egalitarian mood now that you guys have mentioned it, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think, many of the people who do live here, love the town, don't really fight their way to the beach, and they're not using the beach buckets, frankly. I don't really want to charge them an extra 55 cents so that we can have the buckets on
right.
the beach.
Right, and that's why I have in blue, that's what was decided last time, was to just do the 13 cents to match the actual cost.
You guys,
the
if you
cost.
Could have a different opinion.
Well, I think you said that too. The other thing, the people that bonus the most by that are all the expensive houses on the beachfront that hopefully the visitors use the recycling instead of leaving it on the beach, which they get to look at from their yard until Jimmy's guys pick it up the next morning at 5:30 in the morning, right? So I'm good with what you guys did, unless you ever want to change it.
You guys still okay with that?
Yeah.
All right.
And we talked about the garbage collection already, and we've talked about the tax rate. So we're talking still at the 4.5 cents. So, mm-hmm. All right. So then we'll move on to water and sewer. We probably have a few more decisions here. One, like I said, I'd like to revisit that residential rate tier. And then we left open last time. Do we need to do anything in regard to commercial accounts and Fort Fisher? And I didn't really have the best data at the last meeting because I could only show usage at a over 10,000. We needed a different set of criteria, so now I have that, and I'll show you some different things and see which direction you'd like to go.
Now, when you say Fort Fisher, does that include the airbase?
It's the airbase, the aquarium, the recreation
all of our
area.
Outside businesses.
Correct. Yeah. Anything outside
state
of Georgia.
See, they have a contract with us and a contract with Carolina Beach. Which is fine, they're independent.
But
yeah, rate structure
on water and sewer.
On sewer.
Yeah,
so they have a contract with Carolina Beach on sewer.
Yeah.
They have a pass through contract with us on sewer.
Right.
And then they have a water with us.
Right.
Yeah. Because all the sewer goes through us. So they pay Carolina Beach for a partial percentage of the total capacity of the plant, so they reserve their capacity. And it's kind of weird because I can't remember if the aquarium owns that and Fort Fisher pays with them, or it's the other way. I can't remember exactly how it all works out. It doesn't matter for this discussion, but I just want to pay attention to it.
Well, I want to make sure that whatever we do doesn't potentially cost us revenue. They have to go through us to get there.
Yeah, they don't have any choice. Yeah.
And frankly, I don't know what the numbers are, but I'm of the opinion that if our citizens are going to pay more,
oh yeah, no,
they should pay more as well.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
All right, so let's start with residential. And this is the slide from last time, and it shows what happens if we add another rate tier at 10,000 gallons for residential customers. So when they exceed 10,000, they'll have an additional amount that they pay. And I listed two things out there, which was in blue, it's if we did a 25% increase, and then in the green, if it was a 50% increase in the tier. Our current structure up to this point is it goes by 50% every tier. Now when I used 10,000, and that was the only data I had at that point, so that That would mean there's only a gap of 3,000 gallons. So the last rate goes up to 7. This would only be 7 to 10. So what I did was said, what if we set actually the tier at 12,000? So it wouldn't, the next rate would not kick in at 12,000. But at that point, I would definitely say then you make it 50%. Stick with our...
Yeah, that's right.
So with our structure or whatever.
Yes, you explained. That's right.
So that second part of the bottom part of the spreadsheet with shows total accounts with usage over 12,000 gallons in a month. Well, it's still almost 6% of the accounts, or 6% of the annual billings are using more than 12,000. Those 6% are using over 32% of the gallons of water.
Yeah, exactly right.
So
can I ask...
You said that 6,000 are using 32%, or these 1,200 are using 32%?
No, well, I said it's
what am I
it's 6%.
Yeah, look at the percent of total accounts.
See,
percent of total accounts, 5.8, 5.6.
Right, it's just water and sewer broken down that way.
Yeah, there. Look at so that, okay.
So,
and they use 30-some percent, so 6% use 30% of our water and sewer.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of gallons.
And that's why I would suggest that we go with our current process, and this way they get 5,000 more gallons, but if they go over that, which is 12,000 in total, right, it's going to go up another 50%.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. Another tier makes total sense. I want to ask two questions. So one, it says total accounts billed, 23,000. Is that like an account is a month and a property? Is that why there's so many? Because
we've got
23,000, so that's
right.
What I didn't understand, right?
Yeah. So what this is doing, this is looking at all billings over a whole year. That's why I put the year. It's from April 1st, 17.
So that's every monthly bill.
Right.
I got you. Okay. I just want to make sure I understood. So that 6% could be multiple different people.
Oh, yeah.
So
exactly.
So that's the issue. Don't think it's the same out of 10 people.
Right.
It could be, yeah.
The problem is...
But at least
I think it's probably most of it is the same people, but yeah.
It's people with 15 people showering every day running around the beach.
Well,
one
month it's a person that doesn't realize they've got an upstairs toilet leaking in it.
They've got a bunch of family in town on July 4th.
That's right, yeah. Or actually, 20% of the town go over in July. That's a good point, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's still interesting to look at it that way.
50% raise increase.
I don't think I've ever hit that number.
I'm sure you haven't. There's two of you there. My house has been there, I can tell you.
But I put water in the pool, and I don't think I've ever hit and I have irrigation. I've never hit
Well, okay. I'm sure. I don't know.
But of course, it's a patch.
I'm pretty sure I have burned it.
You got to check his meter. Oh, yeah.
I knew Jimmy would volunteer to check my meter.
We're going to catch you.
So.
The new meter.
So that's
got his hose hooked up to the meter.
So that's what
Nobody
I said, you know,
no,
with yeah. new information, so that would be, you know, basically an additional 30,000 of revenue over what we, rather than if you did the top part of the number in blue, a 25% rate tier at 10,000 gallons.
And what was it? What was it at 10,000?
That's the right above it, see the blue?
We would have brought in 61.
Right, but it's... But what I do then is then I take 90% of that because, in theory, if you raise the rates like this, in theory, what usually happens is you get some conservation.
Yeah.
So I use 90% of that amount then.
I'm just drawing a blank.
The reason 10,000 is bigger than 12,000 is he's not starting the tier until 12,000.
There's a lot more users.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
8% versus 6%.
And you're saying that to be consistent, 50% is the new rate. And
we agreed to 25 last time, I believe, right?
Yeah, we thought.
I was a lone holdout for 50.
Good man. I'm sorry I wasn't here to help. I would have been here.
And you're proud of that.
I'd have been here to help.
I wanted to be less. But
is 49,724 additional if you do the 10,000 tier and the 12,000 tier? Are you saying no 10,000?
No 10,000.
He's just saying the tier starts at 12,000 versus 10,000. That's why it's less money.
The section on the 10th is just to summarize, so you can see it on one place. That's what was presented last time, and what. So again, with the newer information, I think we're better off with the 12,000. And like I said, it's also keeping not only the 50% tier, but it's also keeping the amount of gallons consistent too, for each tier.
Somewhat. I'm up for both of them, yeah. But I can be sold that way. Yeah. Oh no, definitely with you on that. It's just where it cuts in at is what he was talking about.
Yeah. I think, or you could do the 10,000, but I
think consistency is easier to explain to people, and it's rational, right? I'm not saying you have to be rational, but it does make it a simpler explanation. Look, you know, for the one time a year for you people that only hit it once, and for those people that hit it 7 months out of the year,
all your family,
we want you to realize 12,000 gallons of water is pretty insane.
Right.
When there's been water rationing in California, and South Africa keeps talking about turning off all their water, right, to Cape Town. I mean, I'm all for this.
What do we do to the average bill at 50%?
The average bill won't see any difference.
No, I mean, for a person over 12,000, what have we hit them for?
Well, it depends on what. How many gallons? How far gallons? I mean, I could work up some examples of what it would be, but it's
if we have nothing. 90,
it wasn't a lot, was it? Like $8 or $10 or something?
Yeah. Well, it depends on it.
Right.
It's all variable based on the usage. So it's
right.
They're paying the exact same amount until they get to that 12,000. It's right. Only the extra amount kicks
so
in when they go over
20,000 gallons, right?
Yeah.
Before the fee would be this, and after fee is 8,000. What's the increase? For those 8,000 gallons?
50%.
Yeah, no, but what's the actual number, right?
Yeah.
We can do it real quick. I just can't. I don't see the rates close enough to be able to do the math in my head. Because I don't see them in this.
Because it means every gallon under that.
What did you say?
000?
So 8,000 no, gallons?
Yeah, 8,000 gallons.
50% more.
Water and sewer.
Yeah.
Well,
just want to know how much of
so
a detriment
it is. So just add the two adders, and you know how to do it.
That wasn't the right number, though.
I wasn't going to say that.
No, that's the right thing to say.
Be about an extra $55.
Right. For 8,000 gallons.
For that...
For that additional 8,000 gallons.
The first 12,000 gallons would be $55 more a month.
No, it'd be the same.
It'd be the same.
It's over 12,000. This is only applied afterwards.
This is only...
If you did 20,000 gallons, 8,000 extra, and you calculated for 8,000.
In that case, I'm okay with it. I thought we were talking about, I don't know why, for some reason I thought if you hit 12,000, you pay 50% more for what you used up to 12,000.
It's just like taxes on the first...
Okay.
The first 2,500 is... Or 2,000 now, right? Whichever one we did.
Right. 2,500.
Yeah, 2,500 is one. And then from 2,500 to 7,000 is a different one.
Different one.
And now Arlen's saying from 7,000 to 12,000 is still the additional
same,
rate. But
right.
At 12,000, then it changes
the
again.
Next rate.
That's right.
Well, this will be the third. We have
that's
the
right.
Minimum that goes up to 20. Then from 2,501 to 7,000, we have a rate.
And then right now,
and
over 7,000, we have a rate.
Right.
And we're proposing adding another higher rate.
Right.
Which is the right thing to
which
do.
Which is, if you look down at the bottom, that's the different rates.
Oh, okay.
So
and I signaled that we were going to do this last year when we had all the discussions from the water usage. So it was, if anyone was paying attention to anything I said last year, they heard this was coming. They might not remember it, but we can pull the notes out, and it was pretty obvious, at least in my statements from the bench that, oh yeah, we're going to be doing this. So I don't. Anyone that's surprised, it's like, okay, I'll be glad to talk to them, and I'll pull the news.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can just ask them to go talk to Debbie Elliott. I'm sure she.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, where are you? Where are you, Alan?
I'm good, and I like the process. I like going from 7 to 12 and increasing the same amount when we go up. So
I know where David is.
I think 7 to 10 is too large of a gap. I mean, 7 to 12 is too large of a gap.
Well, the gap before that
is 50% increase.
Yeah, the gap before that is 4,500 gallons, so this will be 5,000 gallons. I mean, I could change it to 11.5 if that meant, but it doesn't. Yeah, I'm.
The people that use the most have to pay for it.
Well, I think over 12,000 does that, right? Because there's going to be people are going to get close, but I think that closes our budget issue. It says that we're continuing to move forward on this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, how does that put us in line with Carolina Beach just on the water side?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't looked at their rates.
Yes, the sewer, we're probably going to be lower, I would think.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the rates with
done recently. Not that I totally care, but I like us to look to show we're better than them, honestly, as much as possible.
Well, I mean, honestly, in general, well, we are. Our rates are better.
Right.
Our tax rate is a little higher.
Yeah, it's not spread across the many.
It's one or the other, right? Yeah. So, I mean, just before we pat ourselves too much,
Well, and they have huge commercial properties that are producing
Right.
We've elected, I think rightly so, to limit our height, which limits what commercial properties can help defray for our residential tax rate.
Okay, it looks like we have consensus on the 50% increase at 12,000 gallons.
There's setting a new tier. Yep, I think that's right. Very nicely done, Arlen.
So even with residents, we had 15 buildings that were over 100,000 gallons a month.
Yeah, exactly.
Residents?
Can we create a $50,000 tier?
I think we'll do another one. Sure.
Right. I mean, this just leaves, if it continues to, we have a lot of high users, then there's nothing to say that you just can't continue to tier this.
In a month, they must be watering a park.
Well, they're not using smart sprinkling. They're just turning them on, leaving them more. They haven't set their, and they're not paying attention. Yeah, they're not paying attention.
What they're doing is they're letting the water run down into the soil and run away.
Right,
that's what they're doing. And it's treated water.
As a user, you're not changing any base rates.
No, just this tier.
Correct.
Just a tier. That's right.
So if you lose
15% increase in taxes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And a dollar more for your
last 2 years, you had an increased tax. It's been a rate increase.
That's right.
Right.
Or thereabouts.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
exactly right. Yes, sir.
Exactly right. So what are we going to look at the other customers?
Right, but first I just wanted to show real quick before we move on to those, how's our water and sewer allocated out? So, of course, the bulk of, if you look at the top, water residential users, over April of 2017 to March 2018, 93 million gallons. Commercial, about 8.2 million. Just wanted to show that our second largest customer group is actually Fort Fisher, not commercial. So that's really why I wanted to put this up here.
Carolina Beach is $46 for 3,000 gallons. Every 1,000 gallons over that is $12.90.
Yeah, so they don't have a third rate. See, they need to fix that too. They did two stupid things. if you remember last year, they set it for construction people. And I got on Willard, and I think he ran one ad about that. But and then they don't have any higher tiers. They should fix that. We're on the same aquifer as them.
Yeah.
And basically they're saying, that's bad.
Willard did mention in one of his editorials that he thought they should look at that model.
Yeah, exactly right.
I also did talk to their council to make sure when they fill their, they don't have a 3 million. Gallon tank yet, a new one.
Right.
They want a new one. I said, please don't fill it in season.
Well, not only that, don't fill it all in like a day and a half.
Right.
Right? Take your time to fill it.
So, they
said 3 million gallons out of the aquifer in 24 hours would be bad. Although, I don't think they could pump that fast.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be pretty fast pumping. You can see what we use. We use, we use a lot and they use X more.
Right.
In season, it's
touch
and go, I think. We have pumping capacity. I don't know if we have the water capacity.
Right.
So then with the commercial and Fort Fisher, this is what I had put up last time, so I just wanted to start with that. And that was showing usage over 10,000. It just didn't make sense. I needed to see more data at different levels or whatever. So I'm just going to move on to what I did. I looked at that same time period. So this is just commercial. It's just to show how many billings there were for that time period. Kind of the same approach that I did with residential, but this just puts it on one, this information on one page, so it didn't make it so cluttered on the other pages. So this starts to break it down. So, and this is just picking numbers in a way. What I looked at the usage, and it was like, well, okay, what if we did a rate tier at usage over 25,000 gallons? That's what the first one is. Well, that would affect, for water, it would affect a little over 19% of the accounts. It would account for 75% of the usage. And whether you do a 25% or 50%, that information is to the right on what it would, additional cost to the commercial accounts would be, or additional revenue.
So why did you pick 25,000 instead of 12,000?
Well, because I didn't know how much you...
Are they not tiered the same way right now?
Right now, they only have one tier.
Ah, okay. So we're putting a higher tier on it? Okay, that's fine. And I understand. And
because I felt that,
mm-hmm. I understand.
You know, when we look back here, when I used the 10,000 at the last meeting, it was like, well, is that a fairly significant burden on those accounts?
Yeah, okay, I understand. So that was... It just took me a second. I'm back up to speed. Okay.
So... I just looked at different things. So there's at 10 or at 25,000. There's at 50,000.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you could 10% of the accounts using about 57% of the water.
Right. So that's all commercial accounts.
Correct.
And Fort Fisher.
No.
We'll
look at them separately. So this is just commercial accounts.
Right. What's the first tier jump over 2,500? 2,500 pays almost 70 cents a gallon. Then does anybody know that?
It's on our website.
The reason I ask, I'm the only commercial account in the South End, although we're pretty much residential. But we got 3/4-inch water line, we pay commercial rates.
Hmm.
Now, most of it's not there but 6 weeks a year. And now I live there permanently. So far, only a couple of months when everybody's there, we've gone over. But I never use 2,500 gallons a month.
Right.
Just curiosity to me. If I get over that, what is our bump?
Well, right now the way it's set, for 2,500 gallons it costs $18.50. If you go over 2,500 gallons, it's an additional 69.4 cents per 100 gallons.
Okay.
So this would be then a tier on top of that at one of these levels.
Right.
That's all.
Okay.
So it wouldn't follow the same, but definitely the same
but
ranges.
It shouldn't anyway. That's way higher already.
Right.
69 cents per 100. Wow.
Thank you.
6 cents per 10 gallons. I mean, it's still cheap water, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm okay with whichever one.
Well, and I'm going to show you what I've. I also looked at other. I mean, again, I'm not sure what the right number is. So I looked at 70,000. I looked at 100,000.
Yeah.
What I tried to put that all on this one page now.
I mean, we can name the number of people that are on this commercial account.
Okay, why is it not changing?
And I mean, when you look at that first page, $7,200 more a year looks big to me. I don't know.
I got to.
Well,
not cooperating.
So the one thing
the
with commercial accounts is they're smart enough to actually take some actions, like it becomes economical to change to low flow toilets or other things like that, right? So I'm not saying they should be punished for that, but a businessman is way smarter about controlling this, so I think you won't get as much money. What will happen is you'll get changes in action. You'll get actions, I think, because they'll cost justify and say, well, instead of paying Curie Beach, I'm going to fix this, and it'll pay for itself the first year, and then it's paid for, right? But I agree with you. I'm open to it. I think there should be a top tier wherever it is. I'm open to the council's thoughts.
And this kind of... Just take some of the highlights from the different tiers from 10 to 100. It shows how many accounts, what percentage of the number of billings would be affected, and what percentage of the gallons. So it's just taking the data from the other, but just high-level data, and then what the revenue increases would be to the town, whether it was a 25% or 50% tier.
Okay, so I understand the top one. Can you explain what percent of total gallons used by buildings exceed specified gallons means?
So for the 10,000 gallons, so 34% of the accounts are using more than 10,000 a month, and those 34% of the accounts are using 89% of the water. So it's the same information that was on.
Yeah, yeah. So one third mm-hmm. of the accounts.
Right. Are using
the vast majority of the water.
Right.
Yeah.
Are using a third of the accounts are using almost using a little over 89% of the water.
Yeah, and that third is the restaurants and the hotels.
Yes.
Same thing. When you get over here to 7% of the 70,000, that's the two big hotels, I would guess.
Yeah.
Without looking at it, but, I mean, it makes pretty much sense, right?
So I throw these out.
The one thing about this is, I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but by doing this, you're charging the users, which the users can pass it on, I guess, as hotels. But the rental properties, which seem to be somewhat more heartburn, don't get hooked into this.
They're not getting
punished.
Yeah,
so it's almost on this one where you can't lower the minimum. They're probably paying over the minimum anyway.
Right.
And these
so you just have to go lower to get everybody.
These are the significant taxpayers, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the others, the house rentals and all that, so I mean, that's all covered on your residential rates and everything.
Right, that's the problem. 000. That's where the problem is.
So,
yeah.
So you've,
I'd love to get them on this.
We've dealt with this right. one.
We talked about that before.
You know, that issue is kind of dealt with what we've done the best we can at this point. This is your truly commercial, your business accounts.
Right.
Could also include some like HOA irrigation, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Which they... That's controllable too, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's very controllable.
So that's what this comes, so that's why I thought, I didn't think 10,000, that just my opinion was 10,000 wasn't right. It was too low, but, you know, again, I threw out just some information,
10%. Percent of the total buildings at 10%, using 60% of the water is 72.73. Or 14.
Yeah, you're looking the same one I am. I think 50,000 gallons is 25%. Since we haven't tiered before, this is starting them off.
This is starting different.
I was thinking 70,000 for the same reason.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying that's how I got there, right?
It's easy into it, you know.
Well, I think because of all the other factors. Either one is fine. And then in your announcement, we probably should have informed the customers in their water bills that rate changes are coming. Please look at our website.
Send them an email.
And
we'll just have very limited information we can put on the bill. That's the problem.
Yeah. Tweet me. Tweet on the
town Facebook page, Nancy.
Sorry?
We had a town Facebook page. I'm just kidding.
No way.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that.
We don't believe in Facebook. So
Joe and your mayor, we're going to do that.
Didn't you hear
otherwise?
That 94% of the public doesn't believe what happens on Facebook now?
Yeah. Fake news.
You probably read that on Facebook.
I heard it on
Yeah, I probably read it.
I heard it on
where are we at right now, Craig? Where are we talking about?
So, okay, so you got 8% using half of the water. I guess I could be sold on that at 25%. So, Joe, at 70,000, I'm okay. Yeah.
I'm okay with
it. It's gentle, it's gradual. It's like, hey, this is happening.
That's right.
Expect changes in the next few years.
That's right. Then you can start taking action.
This is your warning shot over the bow. Reduce water.
So you're saying over 70?
Yeah.
And then
25%.
So that'll be to the town. It's like a minimal amount of revenue.
I've
made it 90% that. So it's
Well, you just got a bunch on the residential side, right?
Yeah.
Because what would change?
Yeah. But it's still close. We're still not necessarily. Well, we might be close now. Once we do the next thing too, of saying that have a reserve amount that's somewhat equal to our depreciation.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a journey. So baby steps.
70, 25%.
A lot of journeys.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on a lot of journeys. One thing for sure, most expenses don't go down.
We're going to set a separate tier, another tier for the commercial rate, starting at 70,000 gallons of usage.
Let's look at the next guy.
And it's a 25% increase over the current rate, over 2,500. There you go.
That's consensus.
It sounded like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no consensus on 14.
We didn't catch that yet.
Yeah, we're up. There's slide 38.
All right, so this just summarizes their 1 year of billings. They've and the amount of gallons used, and I summarized their rates there. But the more important stuff is all of this. I did a couple additional tiers here because they're so different. I mean, just because of the the Air Force Base and the aquarium are the two big users.
Right.
I mean, big users.
Can you go back one? Because I was looking at that rate.
They already pay higher.
1518.
That would.
Why are we doing 1.6 on residentials?
That's Fort Fisher.
That's just Fort Fisher.
No, I know that. I know that. But I was just comparing what they're paying to what our residents are paying.
It's significantly more.
Because we only charge to move the sewage. We don't treat it. Carolina Beach bills them in addition to our billing.
Okay.
We bill our residents for treatment as well and then pay Carolina Beach. So our rate includes both. This only covers the pipes and the
transportation.
Pumping. Yeah. So it's a good deal for our system.
Okay.
So Carolina Beach is in there too. You got to add it back in to see their effect, their actual rate. This is only part of their actual rate.
Mm. All right. So I did the same thing here and looked at a variety of different usage levels. So as you see, if we did it here at 25,000 gallons, well, it's still the bulk of the accounts, almost, two-thirds of the accounts are over that, or two-thirds of the billings.
Thank you. Yeah,
sorry, billings. Two-thirds of the billings.
Yeah, that's December, that's January and February, or something like that.
Well, let me skip ahead, too, and then I'll come back. I'll show you what makes all this up. There's seven separate accounts that then get kind of consolidated into four billings a month.
Yeah.
So this just shows who they are. I did the high and low usage for the over a year, the average, and kind of what the annual would be based, for that 1 year. So you can see who would be impacted most likely by whatever changes we do here.
What are they filling the aquarium tank? I think they use seawater for that.
I don't know what it is.
No, they don't. They actually make their own salt water.
Right. They make their own salt water.
But I think they use a well because they don't want to have to take the chlorine out. I don't think they use Cured Beach water for that because they don't want to have to. They already have to treat it through ion banks before they put the salt in, I think. Which is, there's the ocean, but whatever. I'm not an aquarium guy. I just remember that from some time long ago, one of our fire trips, I think.
So you see a number of the accounts may not even be affected by whatever decision you make.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I thought that might be helpful information to know who we're really talking about. And what's that?
There's three of them really would be affected by 100,000.
The base aquarium and
so there are really only two accounts. So they're like a bunch of accounts, but there's only two check payers.
Yeah.
So don't think of it that way. Both accounts will see this change. Mm-hmm. They just won't see it in all these sub accounts.
But take the lowest number.
The guy writing the check will notice because the big ones are, line one and line whatever, four, five. Mm-hmm.
And depending what level, you're talking about significant increases, depending what, or potentially significant increases in there.
Who's with the Carolina Department of Cultural Resources?
That's the historic.
Historic.
Oh,
sorry.
Museum. Bathrooms.
The Historical Society?
No, the Fort Fisher.
Fort Fisher.
That museum.
From the bathroom.
Actually, it's all cultural resources now. The state park and everything's all cultural resources.
But they're different accounts.
But they're all
different. Go possible. Whatever. I mean,
let's go with the highest tier and the lowest increase.
So after that, I'll just back up here. And so here are the different tiers that I looked at.
Right.
So the 25,000 gallons at the top, and what that would mean, the number of two-thirds of the account, billings using about 99% of the water. Then looking at 50,000 gallons, that's a little over 60% of the accounts using 97% of the water, 100. See the numbers there, 54% of the billings and about 95% of the water. I even went down even to 200 and 300 gallons, 200 and 300,000 gallons, just to see what that would look like. And, you know, you can see that information there. And again, the related potential revenue increases on the right side, whether it would be an increase of 25% or 50%.
I think we would do exactly the same things we do with our commercial folks, so it's easier to explain. And even though you don't have that up there, but it's 70,000 and 25, it's what's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, and this just summarizes what I did, so.
Yeah. It's going to hit all their accounts. And so nice. I just think we do the same thing. That will be my proposal to council. Yeah. 70,000 gallons and 25%.
$2,500 a month.
Okay, yeah. Or they take actions, which I'm surprised. Did you look historically? Because Fort Fisher, they've upgraded those houses, and they all have low flow.
I only looked at the most current 12 months. I mean, so
well, that has the new houses in there, so you just didn't look historically if they're dropping or not.
Yeah, I didn't go back.
Because I would say that 5%, I'm sure they dropped a lot more than 5% because they knocked down all those old houses, so they only have half as many houses, and the new houses all have low flow nozzles and toilets in them. Although they might be using more for water now with those new houses, and I haven't paid attention.
It used to be two families per building. I think they probably have the same number of families on half of that property. Now they'll actually have a lot more.
They've had some times where they use significant amount for irrigation.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Well, then that's a choice, right? Their management style could change. So, again, I still, to council, 70,000 and 25%, so it's exactly the same as what we did the commercial accounts, and that splits the middle. So, I mean, you could do the math.
It's probably be about $35,000
to your budget issue. And we should probably send a letter to the account holders. Well, we're not going to let them impact our budget, so it won't be until we pass the budget in June, but you should send it so they're not surprised the very next month. They're in their budget process. You might could tell them, hey,
we're headed.
Actually, they're the state budget, so they're already October. Done, right? Yeah, they're October.
They're
right?
October, so.
We have federal budgets.
Which one's federal?
The airport thing.
No, that's Seymour
Johnson.
That'd be federal. That is federal. Yeah, I was thinking National Guard Training Center, but it's really not the National Guard. Okay.
One food for thought. We are sitting on property.
I was getting ready to ask.
They are helping us,
they're
right?
Move y'all off.
Uh-huh. And they're not charging us rent.
They're not.
We pay for
and
table
I'm
and stuff
thinking
like
about
that.
That
they can use later.
Whatever. Okay. They're being. That's a great point.
I didn't think about that.
And we can't make it for the aquarium and not make it for them.
All right. Just do the 300,000. Be gentle.
I can see a point for that. Because they have been good neighbors, and we got
to
say.
And then next year we move it to 25,000.
Well, now, to argue all the points, we do have our police force there, and that is one of the items that they were looking for, the additional officers on site with the Mike having his team there.
Oh, okay.
Domiciled. So, I mean, they're getting some degree of value that they're not paying
for. No, I think Nancy brings up a great point for the council, right? I mean, I don't know what the right answer is. I mean, there's a couple of ways you could do it. We could make the increase and say we're going to cover it as long as we're there to help your budget. And then, or like, just for the site, we could cover it, and then that way the aquarium still pays it, and you get half of that or whatever.
Yeah, because they could say we're responsible for
it. Yeah,
why can't we? We didn't pay rent.
They could say we're driving the water.
I think we potentially run into an issue, Andy, if we're charging, in essence, different rates.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Without.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah.
That's why you guys are here, so we can tell. Yeah. Or me from doing dumb stuff. You gotta work hard.
I like the thought of being consistent, but it may be.
Well, I mean,
That's just be a big number. See, they definitely.
Well, so we could. Well, the other thing is what Joe said. We could go to the very end and said we would have done this year, but we've deferred it for a year, and put something in so they you know.
I mean,
I don't know
that
if the
says,
same guys. I don't know if they even care. They're right. This different.
Yeah,
guys.
I mean, Seymour Johnson pays that bill, right?
Well, that's the other part, right?
Right. They're paying the bill, not the local folks. And that says
well, but
that,
Seymour Johnson had to say yes.
Yeah.
So and, the
yes,
local
they
folks
have
can't
to say
just
yes.
do whatever they want. I mean, Nancy's point is a good
But that point. Says we'd be paying $23,000 rent by proxy.
That's a good point.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but someone's not to them.
By proxy.
So we'd be paying $10,000 of rent, and then
yeah.
the other guys are just lucky that we got in this... issue.
Yeah.
Can we make it effective January 1st?
Yeah, that's a point.
Do what?
It's a good point.
What do you say?
Make it effective January 1st after we move. After we move.
I don't know.
Carl's not liking that.
It's still like a $12,000.
We can pass fees anytime we want, right?
I don't know if water and sewer is different. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if... This is more like if we're looking at something and we're saying that we need to adjust our rates.
We're considering an outside factor is what you're saying.
But, you know, I think if we've done all this and we said we need to adjust our rates, why would we delay it?
Right.
If we, I'll tell you why. We should probably be consistent. We should probably do the 70 at 25. It's going to be $35,000. If they come back and tell us, okay, you now have to pay $1,000 a month rent, we're still way ahead of the ball game.
Right. Yeah, I think that's right.
Right. So, and you're right. We're trying to telegraph things that shouldn't be part of the consideration, I think. Anyway, 70 at 25. Where are you?
Yeah, well, I think... the only reason I think they're a consideration is because the citizens, in the end, end up making this work, right? I mean, the town, right, which is all the citizens. And we did get a financial benefit by being able to squat there for free because we did not have the land. I mean, we would have tried to put everything in Beachwalk.
Yeah, Sandman.
Yeah, on Sandman, which would have not been happiness for anybody, town hall, the citizens, or anybody. And so we are getting a benefit. Now, they gave us a good deal benefit, and we're in a different process. But I think it's a consideration. But I think I agree with you after moving around and around on it that we should just do what's right on the water system. And if that's an issue for them, then we should work that out, right? Okay, well, you know, if your budget's all screwed up, talk to us about rent here, right? I mean, yeah. We're sort of captured now, and we're going to be here for 6 months, we think.
Five months after the bill.
We should be out of there by
November?
First of the year.
Yeah, so that's 6 months, basically.
I mean, the impacts of us being completely out of there.
You know, so...
So, I've heard from David.
I would still recommend doing $200,000 being more. $36,000 is kind of a big jump, but you know, I'll go along with whatever we decide.
No, I'm good with the 70.
Well, if they reduce their usage, I mean, we're not looking at that high of an amount either.
Right.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, and actually, is the airbase really half or not? I didn't look close enough at your numbers versus the aquarium and the...
I think it...
It probably is, because there are a lot of people, but...
To the right page. Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, there we go.
There they are.
Yeah, so the aquarium is the largest.
The aquarium is the biggest one, but they're 40%.
The airbase is 12,000 gallons behind.
Yeah, the airbase is going to... They're going to take a big hit for this.
Yes.
Bigger than what you're showing on that piece of paper.
What? Why are you saying that?
The top line. 326,000 gallons of average use.
Yeah.
But aren't they charging for the use of their facility?
So they can pass that? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I know what they charge the veterans.
They do, but it's very cheap.
It's reasonable. And it should be reasonable.
The usage is getting ready to go up because they are redoing that other part.
And they're going to build more homes on
the other side. But the RV park is like immediate. That's going to be going on this summer.
They're going to fill in that whole empty lot with homes.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, so
which is going to drive more water.
So we got to get a grasp on it.
Yeah.
So where are you?
I'm good with the 70-25.
Yeah, I think I am too.
Can we get you there, Joe?
Sure.
All right.
Begrudgingly.
Begrudgingly, we'll drag you along this time. 70-25.
With the contention of having issues, we can readdress it.
Oh, we'll deal, if they have an issue,
they
we'll deal with that.
They already have issues with their water bill, value.
What's their issue?
We've heard about how high it is.
Have they compared it to anywhere else?
I didn't ask that.
Well, first you should have them split out water and sewer, because the sewer is really their issue. They just don't realize it, probably.
Conservation.
Yeah. Exactly right. I'm a fan for that. Because I need the aquifer to last for likely 50 more years, I hope.
Well, otherwise we're having all the residents of Kerry Beach subsidize our water, you know, outside of town.
That's right.
Limits. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's why it's always a higher rate to outside of town limits. So.
And we just spent, what, how much did we spend for that lift station?
That's $300,
yeah.
I mean, you think about most places, they just double their regular water rate.
Ours is close.
Well, it's not quite, though, but it's, yeah.
It's double the residential rate.
Hey, it's a 25% increase, which isn't anything to sneeze at, but it isn't a 50%.
Right.
So.
And it's on overages. It's not.
And it's only on.
It's after 70,000 gallons a month.
Right. So.
And that's a lot of water, even though it's a lot of people, but it's still a lot of water.
So, Nancy, you're saying something. You have a problem. Do you have a input on that? No? Okay. Okay. We have consensus on 70-25.
Yep.
All right.
I think that was...
Is that it?
This was just what I... We kind of passed on this, but I guess for David's info, this is what would happen if we raised the minimum on all customer accounts. So what you pay for the 2,500 gallons. I mean, we elected to move on beyond this. Yeah. So that I just put that up there as information.
But we're not doing that, right?
We're not doing that.
Okay, good. No. Yeah. No. I mean, if we were going to do that, I would recommend we reduce the minimum. Right.
Yeah. I mean The advantage of this is that it's guaranteed you're going to get
right.
that.
Yeah.
The disadvantage is you're treating everybody exactly the same. So, you know, so high usage is paying, you know, it's the same increase as the guy that uses 1,000 gallons a month.
Right.
So, well, we talked about this before. That was just the last thing from before. This just shows what you ended up with on your contributions the far left-hand corner, so.
Nice.
So that was all I have. I mean, that answers the questions I think I need. It's whether the council has any other questions about any of the funds, any revenues, expenditures, anything.
Anybody want to look at any of the department information, year-to-year changes, or did we have that on the initial pages, I think?
I have that in here, too.
Let's just pop through that quick.
So all these changes, the new tiers for water sewer covers the shortage?
Yeah, yes. It will. Let's get to the starting point. So.
Okay. That's not so. If it says 4.4% change, 4% of that is really the COLA and the
Well, the changes are all made up of what's on the right-hand side.
Oh, so that's right. There it is. The increases. Yeah, so it's what's driving the increases.
So, okay. And this takes into account those adjustments that were done, the 1% of control.
Okay.
So that's already taken out of here. So, you know, with police department, so their budget request is up just about 5%. And then, like I said, on the right-hand side, it tells you what the significant increases and decreases are.
Mm-hmm. And, Mike, I think you had picked you have a few thoughts about your rainy day actions if we run into an issue. About pushing out vehicles and some capital expense, if we got to that point.
Yeah, I was trying to hire a new reserve this year to try to help with the dogs on the beach and some other stuff, mm-hmm. parking that we're working on.
Yep.
I have it in the budget, this budget.
You do have it in the budget?
Yes.
Okay.
If need be, I can cut some of that, but...
I don't think we need to, but as we had discussed, you know, the last time we had talked about, just so you have some predetermined actions if you ran into an event. And we had to, you know, look at cutting some costs. So I know we all discussed that. That was actually the idea that came from a phone call from our guest today. And I just wanted to let you know that we did discuss that.
On
predetermined things we would do if we ran into an issue. Yeah. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Streets and sanitation.
Yeah, the only one I'm a little concerned about is OFP maintenance. I don't think it went up enough for the issues we're seeing.
Well,
I don't know if y'all talked about it. Alan and I have talked about it. Since I wasn't here last time, but
yeah.
The concern is the strategy that we've used for the OFP park doesn't really, it's Memorial Day, Labor Day strategy, and
it's beyond Memorial Day, Labor Day.
We're having stuff happen mm-hmm. way earlier and way later, right? So like the Easter stuff, there was some comments that were passed through Alan to me about the park. But if you're going to maintain that, you have to put money in the budget so that Public Works can do it.
Well,
right?
I think all the town properties, the lot beside Public Works, the new building is going to have to be on point all the time. You
know. What was the expectation on the new street cleanup? Is that in there?
It's in there. Mm-hmm. And it's also an offset in the revenue, though, because we would finance
it's a
it.
Line, right?
Yeah. So the impact on this budget is zero.
And yeah, and I'll say this, and I don't know if it actually will work or come to fruition, but you know, we're going to have extra manpower when the new water meters get installed, because we're not going to be out reading meters and rereading meters and all that stuff. So hopefully, we can push some of our manpower issues to Oceanfront Park to help with some of the maintenance issues.
All town properties.
I'll say, yeah, old town.
Yeah, property. That's a good point. But that won't kick in.
But that won't kick in for a while. My point,
right.
Too. That won't kick in.
Yeah, so, I mean, $2,000 is a lot of money. I think it's a lot of money. But when you start spending it on maintaining stuff.
That's just the increase.
I know.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying is, so I assume we're using the money properly. So if we're not, that's a different issue to talk with the department head. But from a finance standpoint, It's labor and stuff, right? So, like, the lights are rusting again already. So they're going to have to be replaced this year, probably. And that's five hanging lights, six hanging lights, right? The ceiling fans are almost the same way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I talked with Alan about this. We're going to have to buy these stupid little prickly things so the birds will quit squatting up there and making a mess. All of those things are money, right? I mean, they just are. And so, and you look at that's a 40% increase. So really the budget for OFP maintenance right now is only, what?
$5,000.
$5,000.
It's $5,000.
Right.
And those are TDA recoveries.
Yes, but the TDA can only go so far. Eventually,
you run out of TDA.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's been our issue up to this point. Now, this year we've had a little bit more, So we've submitted a little bit more this year, but they can't guarantee that's going to happen every year, so.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to keep going up, right? Yeah. I think it's going to go up.
Right, but a lot of it we don't know till
unless
after
we have a hurricane and then it'll go down, right?
Yeah.
And the reality, too, is that the park is at, what, 4 years old now?
I guess it's the continuous with the mulch and the rock. Alan and I talked about this. If council says we're going to support it, we got to support it base wise, and Public Works has got to request to the service level. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that's why I'm highlighting this one, because it flags me, you know. I'm not saying we should change the budget at all. I'm just saying pay attention to that when you don't like how it looks. Okay, what did we put in the budget for maintaining it, right? That's the issue.
But now's the time if we think it's too low.
Yeah, because we didn't put contingency in. That's exactly right.
Now's the time to say, well, that should be X dollars more than that.
Yeah.
But.
Jimmy, where's the boardwalk maintenance? Is that in Ocean Park Park Two? The boardwalk is starting.
I think it just gets absorbed into their out of their supply line and that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, but it hadn't been a big issue. Just one board or two boards and some labor, right?
But
right.
Beginning to be a bigger issue.
Yeah, you do a section at a time.
And those lights go out when
you're done. Some lights.
So I'm not saying the right. I don't know the right answer. It's hard to say. I'm just saying that. While that looks, a 40% increase seems high, to maintain a park right at the ocean is not cheap, and $7,000 is not enough. That's my input to the crowd, right? So the Public Works Department is going to continually get beat up, and it's either you're over budget or you're not maintaining our park like you want, because that's where we're putting them, in one of those two places with this budget.
Okay, what is needed?
I don't know. I mean, we haven't looked at it close. We're getting experience, but we're obviously not maintaining it to the level at least Alan thinks it should be, right? And I walk around.
Well, I'll agree with that.
And I'm not saying just you. I'm saying you brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying just you. I'm saying that's why council right now, it's a strategy question. Because if you guys say it needs to be better, then we should put more money in there and then tell Public Works, we put it in your budget, fix it. Right, and that's what I'm asking for, right? Because I'll be glad to be the bad commissioner, but I want to make sure council supported that badness. Because once it's in the budget, then I can say, I got council to give you more money, go fix the problem, because I'm tired of hearing about it, right?
Yeah. Now, what does the new sale cost? Do you know, Jimmy, at all? What one of those new sales cost?
Yeah, $3,400.
$3,400. Because we put new posts in last year, right, and turnbuckles?
We just painted new turnbuckles. But the cell itself is about $3,400.
Okay, yeah, because that's starting to be very faded. I didn't know if it's ripping along the edges.
Which is a new one already ordered.
Oh, you already did order
it. So it's in this year's budget. Okay.
Okay.
That's good at least. But, I mean, if nothing else, if council will just say if this is what they asked for and we increase it, then I can easily go back. Look, we want to change the service level. Can we put money in to do that?
Well, we have
to decide what level you want to maintain your town buildings and structures too.
With the new building, everything has to be maintained.
That structure is generating what, $16,000 a year by itself, just in rental, right? So it's generating revenue and bringing people to town, which are. I mean, some people would say, I wish it would bring people to town.
Well, it brings in
tangible. We need guests for the ROT funds we use and everything else. So it also sustains our businesses, which are our major tax providers. I mean, when you start to follow the P, this thing needs to look good, particularly since we sell it for weddings. And if people who come here for weddings, they're not here just sitting on the beach.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the reason I brought it up, right?
I think you have a good point.
So I want council to decide, okay, so Joe said it's got to be a higher level. What's the level? And I'll say, the level can't exceed what your house looks like, Joe, so there you go.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm the other worst house on the crowd, so I can say that. So, because there's half of our citizens, if you ride around town, that their houses look worse than public property. So those half, I would assume, would be, that's okay. The other half, that their house looks better. And so, to me, town property should be in the median of the property, because there's people that don't want to pay any money for that, and then there's other people that pay $1 billion for their property to look great. So just my perspective is, and that's why I have a different view than you guys, and when I ride around, is I look very closely at what do the people look like, right? And I ride in the old part of town where I live, and then the new part of town, and then when I look at the buildings, my perspective, my calibration is, are our buildings in the middle of what the residents' properties look like? And I would argue they are, including our town park, right? Because we can walk under there and look at the little bit of rust and the fact that the ceiling fan is not perfect, but then we can go around and look at houses and find half that look way worse than that and half that look way better than that. So,
and a lot that look the same.
Yeah, and so that's my perspective. I'm not saying it's the
so
right
you're
perspective.
You're saying if there's mold in the pavilion and there's mold in certain areas of the town, that's acceptable?
No, I'm not. Okay, well, then let me be clear. What I'm saying is that there are half of the citizens in town that would walk in that park and say, this looks great, and half that would say it looks horrible. And that's where the median is, right? Because to get to where that everyone in town says it's perfect is going to cost $1 billion, and to get to where everyone says it's horrible means it'll be falling apart.
All right, Dave, let me throw a different point of view.
Okay.
I believe that to get people to make their properties look good, we set the example.
Okay.
We go forward.
Fair enough.
And pride in the community and pride in our way our public facilities look translates into you may make your home look a little bit better than what, and that's been a philosophy I've had. What I'm hearing from you is nothing I haven't heard from previous bosses from me that tell me my level of service is higher than what the normal citizen is. I just think that we've got people that come to our town, and they use that park as such a focal point, and our new town hall and all our public facilities should be a focal point that shows pride, and that we need to do whatever we can. Now, I agree. We can't have a carpet out there, okay?
Okay.
Okay. But we don't need dead bushes and grass going up through the mulch and not mulching stuff and minimal stuff that need to be done. Now I'll ask Jimmy, does this increase, will that help y'all out? I mean, how does that increase from a budget standpoint gonna help you next year and possibly get to the point that we'll get a better feel for the level of service we want if we want to up it some? I mean, is that gonna help you out?
Right, well, anything's gonna help, but once again, you know, this building's only like 4 years old, and it's a learning process.
It's gonna get worse. That boardwalk's gonna get worse.
Some days it's gonna be better than others, is what I'm trying to say. Some years it's gonna be better than others.
Yeah.
You know, we've already had it painted, we've already changed lights out in it, we've added new electricity to it, the vans, and now we're gonna go back and replace the boxes. It's already rusted out.
No, they are.
You know, so, I mean, all that's been taken care of. So, you know, a dollar amount, it's, right now it's kind of impossible for me to say. You know, I don't know about anybody else, but, you know, it's up to you guys how good y'all want us to maintain this. Now, I think we do a pretty good job. What you come out and seen the other week or the other month was fall and winter time stuff that's happened over the winter time. So, you know.
If you come around the curve on K, the first two properties you're going to see are the park on the right and the town hall on the left. That's going to be your first moment of Curry Beach. If you follow the road down, let's go look at the pier. You're forced to make our left, and you're going to go by the oceanfront park. So the three properties of the town are going to be a lot of people's first experience of Curry Beach. They have to look good.
And I'm not disagreeing.
I know, but whatever he needs, we need to give him. But and then that also includes the lot beside Public Works, because when those people that live on that street that are seasonal come back, they're going to be like, why has lot been mowed? Why is that stump still in that lot? Rope it off, get those cars off that concrete slab, because they're going to start complaining.
I hear what council's saying, and like I said, I'm open. Council can make the strategy. I'm not saying that I won't go with you guys on this, but with the strategy has to come the financial support, correct? And if we need to say, Jimmy, go back and with Sonny and your team, figure out how much more you need, but we expect
then that's what they need
this
to do.
Level. Okay. Well, no. Because this level needs to be defined, right?
Yeah.
You know, because some surface rust or mold everywhere or whatever, you can't build a budget to everybody's got a different view. You got to say specifically, this is the expectation. Boom, 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 boom. And then they can say, it's going to take 100 hours a month or 20 hours a month, and it's going to take this much materials to do what we require.
Yeah. So, I think that physical plant needs to look good, right? And I think we are, which means we're going to have to do some work on the lights, and we're going to have to do some work on we have stoned, we have put stone around the area. There's already a new sale in the plan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think we can control most of the things and the way things look down there, with the exception of. Because I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to keep that mound looking like Augusta. I don't know that that's impossible. Frankly, I don't think I would want to invest town money in sodding that constantly either. Because as soon as you sod it and you have to rope it off, people aren't going to respect that anyway. They're going to be running all over it and killing it. So I don't know what to do with the land there that we ask everybody to sit on and we put our...
Chairs, blankets,
out there. I mean, that's
the beach is right across the way. I don't think you do that either.
Yeah,
because then there'll be cigarette butts in it.
I that's true too.
With grass, at least there's not cigarette butts.
No way to win.
Yeah. So I don't know what I don't know what the answer is to that. I don't know that unless other commissioners have an idea. I think Jimmy can tell us what the physical plant will take, whether we put a net under that thing and we put up new fans, and he can tell us that cost. I don't know what to do about that mound, because I think we have multiple problems here. We have a wonderful drainage system under it that I think doesn't keep any damn water there for the grass.
I don't think
that. Right? It goes down through, it goes into that tank, and it goes right out the outfall.
That is the absolute hardest ground. Nikki bought the signs for private rentals that we put around the edges that says private rental. And I had to go around and put them in the ground one day, and you couldn't push the doggone things in the ground. It's compact, so it's not going to grow.
Just
a
5 feet planting plant.
Yeah, wasn't there anything?
So.
We've been doing that for the last 3 or 4 years.
We don't need to solve how to keep that thing green here.
Yeah, I don't want to get past it. I just wanted to highlight that.
So, Jimmy, tell us what you need to do the physical preparations that were maybe highlighted, and Sonny explained to me that he was thinking of doing, and that, did you walk that with Sonny as well?
No, he walked it with me.
I talked to him and walked it with him, and I walked it with Jimmy and Sonny, and they told me what they were going to do. So if you got that stuff covered, then we'd love to hear any ideas you got on spray painting that thing green or what you have to do.
AstroTurf.
Or we can do like Augusta and use green cat litter.
Nice.
Well, you have to put something around it to keep it from washing out.
So I mean, I'm fine with it the way it is. I just want to highlight that to council, right? We'll continue to move forward. But I just think that the maintenance for buildings, one, is a separate issue. Council should take that and make a standard and get Public Works to work with us on that so that, because it comes up now and then, and I just think that perspective-wise, I encourage you to get your perspective, and then we need to get a consensus of council. Mm-hmm. And we need to provide detailed scope level stuff so that Public Works can set standards and keep them, right?
And I'll be glad to help out with that.
Yeah, no. Because I'm just telling you that from my perspective as a liaison, and, you know, I heard what you said about the mold, so mold's a different issue, but If you go back and look in the public realm of what people say about our park, including the most recent times, it's all positive and it's beautiful. There you go. So you guys can take that for what you're worth. You can say that's wrong and that's BS, but I tell you, go in and look at every magazine, every person, go back and ask what the wedding people say and everything else, and it's 98% positive. Mm-hmm. So as a taxpayer, why are you going to spend more money if it's 98% positive?
Well, we should spend smart money, too.
That's right.
Jimmy, we put more pine straw out there, didn't we? I mean, and I think that pine straw just blows away. I just wonder
what it's going to blow away.
What does it take to just put stone out there?
We are stoning as we speak.
Okay, good. So good. So there won't be any straw?
The only straw after this year will be around behind the electrical room.
Behind the electric. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that's cool. Everything else will be stone. Great. Instead of that blowing around. And then where the kids play, I guess you guys read.
It's going to be a little.
The tot lot.
The tot lot.
Yeah, the tot lot's going to be separate. We're going to stop it off right there in the grass.
Yeah.
And then put our little brick pavers, our ledge right there, and stop it off. You have mulch on one side and stone on the other, which is going to get blended.
Yeah.
Around the tot area.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks for putting this up so I could, bring that.
So should we keep moving?
Step back, another appointment.
All right, man. Good to see you, buddy.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you for being the only
praise you all. Blessings for your services, everybody. I got a quick story to tell you. I'll tout Mike's hat here for a second.
All right.
Had an emergency last February. From the time the dispatch went out, chief pulls up in my yard in 45 seconds. Followed by two fire EMTs that are working on my wife in 2 minutes. Yeah. Those time frames are unheard of, regardless of the size of town we're in.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for saying it.
Thank you for representing the taxpayers.
Yes.
You're the only one.
What was
that on
record?
Yes,
it's
on tape.
It's on the tape.
It's on the tape. Good old Ashburn. Good old
Ashburn. Yep.
It took it like 3 minutes to get there.
Well, your average is your average is less than 3 minutes.
Yeah, but they have to put real fire stuff on.
That's right.
To get in the truck. You're already just riding there.
Yeah. I'm always prepared.
You know, I know I've shared this, but I'll share it and leave it on tape. Mm-hmm. When Paula Withrow called about Ken, that he wasn't breathing, she was on the phone with 911. They were asking her questions. And the guys were at the door before she hung up. Matter of fact, the person, dispatcher said, can you get him revived? And she said, no, I can't. I don't know what to do. She said, well, then go answer the door. Because the guys are waiting for you.
That's right.
She has not forgotten that. Yeah. So, okay. Let's look at the general fund fire department. Not much to say about that. Where's he growing? Increases.
The minor equipment and the capital outlay equipment, just a wash between two accounts or whatever, so that's... Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any wisdom to challenge any of that. Parks and Rec. I'm having a hard time seeing that. No, I'm going to just stand here. Oh, okay, major increases adding an individual. Is that going to be shared individual, or is that a full-time individual?
Full-time individual.
Full-time, doesn't start until January.
Yeah. Right. Boardwalk, that's, understand that too, that's replacing all stuff that's needed. Got the best children coming around, so I don't have a problem with that either. So we're not going to have an island day, I guess.
It's in Carolina Beach.
Every other year now. Yeah. So it's still their turn next year? Or is it our turn next year?
No, we did it this last year. So it's their turn this year. If it
continues. If it happens.
Yeah, they said there was some concerns that it may not.
Yeah, without Dan driving it, it may not happen.
And it still leaves $1,500 in, so we did have $25 for this year.
Yeah,
so
we used to give it $1,000 each of the towns.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody have questions on Parks and Rec?
Nope. All good.
Okay. Administration. Price reduction.
So they move someone?
Well, the reduction... The thing you really need to compare for everybody is to the original budget. Right. The amended one in admin included all the relocation stuff.
Right.
For the first year, and
like
you'll see a couple others that it's just some weird things. Right. But it was debt service is another one that's weird like that too.
I'm good.
So you got it. 407 was the old budget, and the new budget is 553.
The amended budget is 583 compared to the amended, right?
Right.
That's why it's down.
Yeah, I was trying to look.
Yeah, so last year's original budget is up pretty high, right? 35%. So he's got that in.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Relocation costs, that's another 88, so that should really be, would be added to the 407, minimally. To say that would be 553 versus, what, 500?
That's a one-time expense, right?
It's one-time expense, but so is the amended budget, right?
Well,
so I'm just trying to, I'm trying to give her the benefit of that new expense, because it's consistent with the amended budget, not with the original budget.
Well, the amended, I think it was about $176,000
right.
that we put in for, we amended for the budget for relocation.
$176,000.
So,
and we're putting $88,000.
Which is, as Alan just pointed out, it's a one-time, it's not going to be recurring in future budget years. So
I was kind of looking at that as a positive thing,
right.
That $88,000, because it kind of brings her budget closer to what she's requesting.
I have nothing to do with that relocation. I didn't even want it in my budget. I will be very clear about that.
You want a new space?
It's all fine.
Well, so did all the
people. You're okay.
But
you're not being penalized for it.
Because of that.
Oh, well.
No, you weren't.
I'll rip my little part down.
No, you said forever you wanted to be away from us. You couldn't get far enough.
He had more.
You did say that,
somehow.
John.
Somehow. Somehow, John always winds up with the most space.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Somehow.
And the least amount of work.
No matter how far away.
Oh, man. Are you taking Emily's role?
I'm on fire look tonight.
Taking Emily's role?
What do you do all day? I need documentation.
Building maintenance.
Were there any words before you all fell out?
Pets. The exterminator, the cleaning company, fire alarm.
And it's $2,400 more in the trailers than it was in the other structure?
No, this is including some of the other.
This is the newer expansion.
The new stuff.
For the new improved town hall.
Yeah, because, I mean, we have to get cleaning company costs. It's going to be more than what we were paying originally because it's going to be bigger.
Okay.
And it's
that
actually...
That makes sense.
We're paying a little less now. Because she did come in and requote me based on square footage, but
yeah, we have about 5,500 new square feet.
Oh yeah,
right. So
we better.
But you know, just like the general stuff, air filters, light bulbs, anything that I spend to maintain the building.
$720 to $18, split with.
That's half the cost of a new employee.
So the employee, half of it's to water and sewer, half of it's to the general fund.
Do you have the replacement of the assistant clerk or administrative assistant clerk that is in the other budget? And this is extra, right?
Yes, this is a new fourth employee. Might not have three, one of which is recreation.
You don't have any requests for new folks, do you, John?
No, sir.
Public Works, you have any requests for new folks?
No, just replacing what
was just replacing what was, what you lost.
You're still short one person.
You're requesting a part-timer, which is going to do the beach and adding to what you used to police, actually.
It's the same, I left our reserve budget the same as it has been, and that's what we come out of. So we're not requesting any more money. It's okay. Just keeping what we have and hiring a new person.
So the two increase are the one for Parks and full-time is Parks and Rec and admin.
Okay. And the fire department didn't request anybody because they got four previously. Or two,
right, and I think they... They increased by three,
right.
And then they increased their part-time.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. So then this is the only personnel increase in the true personnel increase in the budget. So anybody have any questions for admin?
Mm-hmm. Good one.
Okay. You're all in?
All in?
Yep.
All over the crown.
We'll have two people show up, probably, like normal. Maybe.
Wow.
It's like we have the one here. Because I'm sure it's the first meeting it was out, right? So after the first meeting notes, did it talk about whether you were talking about a tax increase or not? I don't remember now.
You mean the first budget meeting?
Yeah.
If the minutes would have had it, right?
Yeah. And they're
posted. They haven't been released.
Oh, they fell out after last night because they weren't on the consent agenda, were they?
Yeah. Yeah.
They were? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. That's fine.
Yeah. It was.
We've already telegraphed it, though, last year when we had all the people upset about the fire department.
The day before the election.
That's right. Yeah.
We put in there that this is what we're for. And when we all had our review, we all said this is what we're for, this is what it means.
And next year's an election year, so no increases next year at all.
Maybe. Well, you know, if it's warranted, it'll be warranted.
We either do a good job and
do the right thing.
If we don't do a good job, we deserve to get replaced.
That's right.
That's just
you do the right thing when it comes to tax.
So
you're a good man.
Nobody likes it. You're never going to win that argument. So, but
now good budget by all the departments. Nice job.
Okay, we have another page.
Grumpy.
First page.
You're being grumpy.
There's the next page.
Next page. Is that all the actuary fees are going to cost? It's $900.
That's the increase over the...
Oh.
Actuary and audit together is about 20...
Yeah, 20,000.
Yeah, a little over 20,000.
That's 8%,
yeah.
Gosh. We have to have like two different actuarial studies done.
Correct.
And then the audit.
Jeez.
Every year.
Anybody have any questions on those?
Nope.
Okay. Is there another page?
Yep. Straightforward. There you
go.
Yeah. And then water and sewer, same format, I guess. But.
Yeah. Except it changes now because of the stuff we just did, right? You got to change a little bit.
Well, we didn't really change the expense side, so it'll be except I'll
be
adding. I'll be adding like a potential improvement line or something like that. That'll be the difference, extra revenue.
Yeah.
It's like a reserve.
So this doesn't change. I got
right.
You. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the rest of water and sewer. And then that's stormwater.
Compact excavator, nice.
Any questions on this, guys?
So this is the other, when you ask about the street cleaner, the other half of it's in this fund. So half is in the general fund, half is in this fund.
Did you say that thing's going to be awesome?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's awesome.
Are you going to use it for something? Or? Oh, okay.
Do we all get to drive it?
No. None of us got
it. We already have it.
I guess we need a street cleaner.
We can
all drive. Yeah, we have
our gutter.
It helps us store water too, right?
We got a parking lot broom.
Is the broom worn out?
Yeah, just Atlantic Avenue needs its own street cleaner.
Yeah.
Because the sand's over it every day. Cool. Nice job.
Okay. Okay, in general, I would say I believe our department heads made requests. We asked them to cut them. They cut them to the extent we have requested. We have continued our move towards users paying for services. I think that's the right way to go. And we have been consistent with our promise on the level of the tax increase for the new facilities. I think that's a good job. Some will view it differently, I suppose. But I think staff did a good job. And based on this increase, our town is going to have what they need to handle 266 lots and 400 plus new structures.
For 30 years.
Yeah, and for 25 or 30 years.
And new visitors.
Yeah, and new visitors. So do I need a motion to accept this budget? Are we okay to just... We're not accepting,
need a motion to authorize me to advertise the budget as presented. No, not yet. We did that in May.
After the May meeting. Yeah.
Yeah, right now, this is just giving me the...
We set the public hearing at the May meeting.
Right.
This is just May,
which will be in May, first of June.
Okay, so we have consensus that this is the budget we want you to prepare.
Okay. Yes.
Yep.
Thank you much. We close the workshop.
All right.
Just over 2 hours with a heckler in the room. That's amazing.
I know.
that's because you did all the heavy lifting last time.
You guys did a great job last time. Nice job.
I got jokes to that.
Okay. All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Absolutely.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
All right. Good job, Arlen.
Thank you.